Hi, welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the first chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, 4 and 5. So Mishnah Dalet tells us, Ir sheyesh ba avodah zarah, chutzala mutar. So if a city has an idol in it, then it's okay to do business outside the city. Haya chutzala avodah zarah, tocha mutar. And if the outside of the city has an avodah zarah, has an idol, then you are allowed to do business inside the city. Mahu leilech l'sham? What about going there? Now remember, we're speaking about the day of a festival, so it's an idolatrous holiday. So what about going there? Bizman shehaderech miyuchedes la'oso makom asur. When the road only leads to that place, you're not allowed to go. V'im haya yachol lahalech ba l'makom acher mutar. But if it's possible to go from there to someplace else, then it's permissible. Ir sheyesh ba avodah zarah, v'hayu ba chanuyos meutaros v'she'enan meutaros. If a city has an idol in it, and some stores are decorated and some stores are not decorated, and this doesn't mean they're decorated with tinsel and trees. We'll see in Bartner exactly what that means. But if some have this decoration and others don't, zehaya maisa b'beis sha'an, which was the case in Beis Sha'an, v'amru chachamim hamutaros asuros v'she'enan meutaros mutaros. And the sages said that those that are decorated are not allowed to do business with, but those that are not decorated, one may do business with. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Ir sheyesh ba avodah zarah, if a city has an idol. Sheyom eid, yesh b'nei ha'ir hayom la avodah zarah shebe'ir. And the residents of the city have a festival today for the idol of that city. Chutzala, so outside the city. Vafilu samach l'ir ma'od, even if it's very close to the city. Mutar l'seis u'l'seis im hayoshvim chutz l'ir. One may still do business with the people who reside outside the city. She'em nimshachim achar oso avodah zarah, because they don't follow the idol of the people inside the city. She'ken min hagam, such is their practice. Yom eid shel elu ki yom eid shel elu. Each one has their own festival for their own idols. Mahu leilech sham, but what about going there? Ba'oso ha'ir b'yom avodah zarah shelahem. To go to that city on the day of its idol's festival. Bizman sheharderech miyuchedes la'oso ha'ir, when the road goes just to that city. Sheharderech ha'kvusha mikan la'oso ha'ir miyuchedes la'oso ha'ir levada. So the road only goes to that one city. Aser leilech sham, one may not go there. B'mnei sheyira kimahalech sham la'ovid avodah zarah, because it will appear as if one is going there in order to celebrate and serve that idol. V'im hayederech misalul holech gam la'ir acheres mutar. But if the road goes someplace else, in addition to that city, then one may travel there. Sheharoa omer l'makom acher hu holech, because the casual observer will think that he's just going someplace else, won't assume that he's going to go celebrate that idol's holiday. Hayuba chenuyos meutaros, if there are decorated shops. V'simen hu lahem she'osam chenuyos shel ovdei avodah zarah litol mehem meches. So the decoration is actually a sign that they paid their idol tax. So a portion of their proceeds go towards supporting the idol. V'she'enan mu'utaros, but those that are not decorated, mutaros, one may shop there. De'ba'oso she'enan mu'utaros, lo shakli minei meches, la avodah zarah, v'lo mati la avodah zarah hana minayhu. The ones that don't have the decoration didn't pay the idol tax, and therefore the idol doesn't get any proceeds from them. So one can do business there and not be concerned that his money is going to support the local idolatry. Let us now continue with Mishnah Hey. Elu devarim asurim limkor legoyim. The following items one may not sell to idolaters. Remember, we are not speaking about non-Jews in general. We're speaking specifically about real, actual idolaters. It's trobelin. What are it's trobelin? Barnero tells us, pera de arza, it's the fruit of the cedar. Ubenos shuach uftotro sehen. So again, let's see what this is. Benos shuach, Bartner tells us, min mimine hata'enim hagadolim halavanim. So it's a species of large white figs. Also li Yisrael limkor elul of the avodah zarah. So these may not be sold to an idolater. And it says that they are with hitotros, klomar, this means to say, ba'uksin shelahem, it's with their stems. Shehem nitlinbo, so they're still hanging on the stalks. Dimistama ha'oved avodah zara rotze lahakrivan takrovas la'avodah zara. So these are the kind of things that the idolaters would offer up to their idols. So one may not sell them because they might be used for idolatrous purposes. It's likely that they'll be used for idolatrous purposes. Back in the Mishnah, ulavona, frankincense, v'tarnagol ha'lavan, and a white rooster. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, Mutar lim korlo tarnagol lavan bein hatarnagolim. One may sell them a white rooster among other roosters. So if a non-Jew, an idolater, comes into your shop and says, give me five roosters, you can sell him, and three are brown, and one is black, and one is white, not a problem. Because he's not coming for idolatrous purposes, he's coming to buy roosters. Ubizman shehu bifnei atzmo, but if it's just a white rooster alone, kotea es etzba'o umochrolo, then you should cut off a toe of the rooster and sell it to him that way. Because it would not be offered defective to the idol. Ushar kol ha'dvarim staman mutar upirushan asar. And anything else, if he just asks to buy it, go ahead and sell it to him. But if he tells you specifically that it's for idolatry, then you may not sell it to him. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, afdek al tav, one may not sell good palm fruit, v'chatzav, sugar cane, v'niklivam, and quality herbs, Asalim korlagoyim. These also may not be sold to the idolater. Let's finish up in the Bart Nuro. Tarnagol lavan ben hatarnagolim. One may sell the white rooster among other roosters. Lakacha oved avodah zara mi Yisrael tarnagolim harbe. So the idolater buys from the Jew many roosters. Mutarlim korbenehem tarnagol lavan. One may include among them a white rooster. Dekivan deshakal acharine, because since he's buying others, lav lavodah zara boilahu. He's not looking to get them for idolatrous purposes. He's just perhaps mating chickens or who knows, but he's not doing it for idolatry. Uperushan asar, if he specifies that he wants to buy something for idolatry, that's a problem. Imperish de la avodah zara boilahu. Usser. If he says he's buying it for idolatry, you can't sell it to him. For itzrich l'misne, and you need to be told this. Like, why does Mishnah need to tell us? It's so obvious. The salka day dechamina, because I might think, hai gavra lav l'avodah zara boilahu. I might think he's not really buying it for idolatrous purposes. V'hai deka amar hachi, and the reason that he said, savar ki hechi dehahu gavra avikba, he thinks just like he himself loves this idol so much, kule alma nami aviku, everyone loves this idol. So he's a fan of the idol, and he assumes you are too. V'ema hachi ki hechi delisuli, komash malan. So he's thinking, if you're co-religionists, and you love the idol, and he loves the idol, then if he says it's for the idol, you'll give him a good deal. This teaches us that's not the case. If someone says it's for the idol, you can't start making such cheshbonos, you have to take him at his word, and you can't sell him something for idolatrous purposes. Dekel tav, peros dekel meshubach. It's praiseworthy fruits from the palm tree. Sheperosav regilin lahakriv lahem levodah zara. And these fruits were commonly offered to the idol. V'chatzav, sugar cane, kanim she'osin mehen hatzukra. So cane from which sugar is made, pretty straightforward. V'niklivam, and choice herbs, min esav meshubach ma'od. It's a particular herb that's especially praiseworthy. V'halacha k'Rabbi Meir, and the halacha does follow Rabbi Meir, that these things may not be sold to idolaters. That is the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.